Welcome to Impact to Income. This is Tyler Watson here, and I have a guest speaker with me, Mark Hafner. Are you here with us, Mark?
I'm here. Thanks, Tyler.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. And we chatted a little bit before we got started, and I find what you're doing pretty awesome because it does take quite a personality to do what you're doing and be an entrepreneur with that, especially in the art and helping people get their message out to the world and make that impact. So just tell us a little bit about what you do and why you do what you do.
Well, thanks, Tyler. I'm a media producer and music producer. I work in advertising and production for television and film. I do work with entrepreneurs to help clarify their message to the public so that people understand them and are attracted to them. So I'm very much involved with entrepreneurs. Otherwise, my expertise is in production of media, video, audio production, voiceovers, copywriting, a lot of advertising kind of type of things, but more on the entrepreneurial small business level.
Okay, awesome, man. So, and what got you started in that?
Well, I had a rock band in high school, like a lot of guys.
Awesome.
And we won a contest on the radio, which got us a record deal. And we decided to turn that down and go to college. So I went to college and studied jazz music, and then I studied commercial music and finished a degree in music business. So I actually have a business degree, but focused on things like music publishing and copyright law and things like that.
Wow.
And then I started working in the marketing of television and particularly just providing the music, and then later started expanding my marketing pieces of the puzzle because I got into a lot of projects that involve motion graphics and, you know, live production shoots and things like that. So it was all very fascinating to me, and I love the technical aspect of thing, or should I say understand the technical aspect of thing, but I love the impact that you can make with an emotional appeal. So
that's epic.
That's always been
exciting. I don't know if you know, I used to live in Branson, Missouri. Are you familiar with that place?
Oh, of course. It's the other Nashville.
Yeah. So I lived there. My wife, that's where I met her, and she's a concert pianist, actually. So I associated with a lot of people who love music, who, you know, worked really hard to get their message out and create that impact, but more on the music side. So that's kind of fun.
Great. Yeah.
Well, give us some, just tell us a little bit about kind of the processes, because I know here on the show, we have all sorts of different listeners, people who are entrepreneurs or wanting to be entrepreneurs. Some are, you know, coaches, speakers, network marketers. And in that realm, I mean, you've done a lot of advertising and a lot of helping people get their message out. So if you could just tailor a little bit of your teachings and wisdom to that on, you know, because most people were always like, well, how the heck do I get my message out? You know, what's the way that I get awareness to what I'm doing?
Well, and my answer to that is not so much how, but what. What is the message? And spending time on that. Spending time on the what the message part is sometimes really difficult when a person is looking at themselves. And you mentioned advertising. In working with larger, you know, middle to larger corporate type of brands and television and all of that kind of stuff is a little bit more than most people deal with when they're marketing themselves as coaches and small businesses. So with the advent of this type of capability of like podcasting and videos and in the internet for a person of all themselves, the message has changed. And as you can imagine, watching a television commercial, how you feel kind of distant from maybe the people who make the product, And that's where, you know, your listeners and people who are working in small businesses have an advantage, because people are really tired of that and historically in advertising. And so now the message that I find people are really attracted to and people want to find are the real individual authentic stories of the individuals themselves behind the business, to know that the consumers want to do business with them. So that's probably dialed in with the people who are listening to your show, I would imagine.
Absolutely. Yeah. A big thing that I love to teach is actually helping people find their core story. Like, what makes them so, you know, what makes them go? Why them? Because I have found very similar things, is that there's a lot of people who, you know, oh, I have this message, how to do this, right? But there's a million of those. What makes you you is your story. And I think in this world, we forget the power of story and the impact that it can have on people.
Exactly. And the thing about the story, the idea of story, is that something has to change in the telling of something for it to be a story. A lot of times people say, well, I can do all these things, or I do these things. And it's kind of a laundry list of their attributes and, you know, their abilities. That doesn't tell a story. What tells a story is when you take somebody from one point to another. And if you're telling your own story, you have to show people that you have changed. That's what really actually makes the story. And it's usually because of some problem you've overcome or an obstacle, but designing that so that people respond to you, you know, in your business is something that you craft. And that's what I help people to do. And it's on a, you know, very individual basis for each person. But I would say, as a piece of advice, that is the main thing, is to show that there has been a change in you, not just the people that you serve, because then they'll believe that you can do it for them.
I love that. So. And, you know, with continuing that, I just love to get some advice on this. Is, so let's say somebody has their story, right? Somebody knows why they do what they do, their transition point, the problem they went through, the triumph that they've overcome, or that they've gotten through. And how would that person actually use that story? Because you don't just help them craft their story, but you also help them use the story to spread the message, yes?
Well, that's what stories do. I mean, once you have your story, it kind of works itself because people respond. And you're looking for people who are responding to the things that are obviously what you're familiar with. You want to share with others your experiences and your change that happened to you, so that people can look for that. They are looking for that change in themselves. And that's where the story really sells your business.
Gotcha. And then do you suggest having people like have their story on their website, or how do they, you know, on the more technical way, how do they get their story out to?
Well, there's so many wonderful ways. Yeah, there's so many wonderful ways to do that in the modern age here, with a podcast, with a video you make of yourself, with blog posts that may include videos you make with your iPhone, or writing blogs or things like that. But I just, as a viewer, or not a viewer, a consumer, I say viewer because I'm used to television, but people coming to your website, they need to feel like they feel closer to you. And that's what I think a lot of entrepreneurs are just giving the laundry list of their business attributes, where they need to be talking about, you know, what their own involvement is with the product and the service that they provide. And that's going to be much more powerful in creating an emotional response from people. And that's what you're looking for. I mean, it's known since the beginning of advertising that it's not the details of the actual feature sets that always get people to respond, as much as it is some sort of emotional trigger that where people identify with us. So if you can tell your story with a reveal that emotionally shows something that you felt yourself. If you don't feel emotional yourself about something, then it's probably the wrong part of the story.
Great advice.
So it,
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah, that's a hard thing to think of sometimes when you're a business, because your mind is on the numbers and you're on the sales figures and you're trying to think of all those kinds of things, which of course are business itself, but it's not necessarily the marketing side or the storytelling side that get people to turn their head. That's actually a term I use sometimes when telling a story, is that you need a head turn. A head turn is something that gets people to look at you. And what could that might be could be a lot of different things. It could be something outlandish, it could be something controversial, it could be something even shocking, but it is something that gets people to look at you. And when people get to the next step, they realize that that's what you were doing, that you did something to say, hey, I'm over here. So you have a head turn, and then you also have the actual, now that I have your attention, telling of your story. And your head turn can be part of your story. Your story having a particular dramatic event or a particular moment. Maybe you can, develop that into a slogan or something that, people find very dramatic. And then you explain your story once people get to your website, through a possibly a personal video. I mean, your bio and your about page on your website, and I'm not a web developer, but it is very important that people feel like that there's somebody that you're accessible, and especially as a coach, obviously, and that you're approachable, accessible and approachable.
I love it. Well, thanks so much for these insights. And so for anyone who does have a story, and wants to get marketed, is there any place that you would suggest them to go to learn more about what you're doing or how they can get access to you?
I have been kind of what do you want to say? I don't know, under the wire or something. I've seemed to manage going through not having a website right now. MarkHafner.com will get you to my YouTube page to see productions that I've done. And Googling me, just my name, I think my phone number is out there, so you can find
Awesome.
Mark Hafner out there, and you can reach me. My email is mark@markhafner.com. So anybody listening who wants to reach out and send me some questions as well, welcome to do that.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. And so if you had any advice for someone listening right now in being able to craft their story or being able to come up with a head turner, what would a piece of advice be that you could give us?
Well, don't be afraid to show your weaknesses. Don't be afraid to show a failure as a preface to a success. And that's a scary thing for businesses to even talk about failure, but it's a yin and yang kind of thing that then makes a complete story. And people will really appreciate that. So I think that's probably pretty good advice. Don't be afraid to tell something that maybe went wrong for you that then can really bring people into your story.
Awesome. So being able to be vulnerable, go into that pit of the story, and that actually helps people relate more and believe you more and trust you more.
We're all scared to tell things that we're failed at, or things that happened that maybe hurt us, and maybe we don't think other people want to know. So that's a brave thing that other people very much appreciate, and they see that bravery in you when you do it.
Well, thank
People
you. I
appreciate
think
that.
this is an yeah, appreciate I appreciate you sharing that insight, because for a lot of entrepreneurs, it's so easy just to say, here's all the cool stuff I've done. And then it's
Right.
like saying, here, I'm super, these are all this is Superman. But without that Clark Kent to say, here's my vulnerable side, here's what I've been
Here's
through.
the kryptonite.
Yeah, here's my kryptonite. Then all of a
Yeah.
sudden you're relatable, and they're like, oh, maybe I could do that too. I could, they've had problems, they've went through tough stuff, and now they
That's
become
right.
relatable.
You don't have a story until that happens. You don't. It's and in a general sense, there's a kind of a rule of art, which includes storytelling, that if you don't have contrast, you don't have a story. And if you don't have darkness, you can't even see the light. So if you have all of these things that a person has done as their attributes for their accolades, and yet you can't see any part of their story, you're missing something.
So. I love it. Well, thank you again so much for joining on this. I think that's been some really great gold nuggets for people, and hopefully that can help everyone on your guys' journey through the light and the dark, and to realize that, hey, it's okay to share it. In fact, it's actually way more effective. It's a more intelligent business plan to be able to share it that way. So thanks again, Mark, for joining us and for your wisdom. Really appreciate you on the show. And again, so if someone wanted to reach out to you, then Google Mark Hafner and also go onto your YouTube, correct?
Yes, that'd be fine.
Awesome.
You'll find me.
Awesome.
Thanks
well,
for
thank
having
you
me,
again, Kyle. And we'll see you guys on the next show.